98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Madam Speaker, the President.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President.
He's the President and CEO of your Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hail to the Chief.
Derek Hall.
The President.
On Now with Doug and Wolf.
Derek Hall has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Good morning, Mr. President. Are you selling?
Good morning, guys. No, you know, I was going to say in this weekly segment, we should try and do all we can to not use the word sellers or buyers, and we already violated.
I say.
We just want to ease into this, D.
Other than having Luke fill in for you last week, Doug, I think this is going to be the same interview that we did a week ago. Yeah. And it's funny because, as I told Wolf a week ago, I said, I guarantee you we're in the same spot next week. It's been that way all year. Here we are either a game up or two games up or at 500. We've never really gone on a spurt where we could rattle off 5 to 10 in a row. But, you know, we've been this team that just hangs around, and it's got us in the spot where we, again, don't know what we are. And, you know, that's Mike and his guys keep telling Ken and I the same thing because we can't really say who we are at this point. It's head scratching.
It is head scratching. You know, it's so weird, too, in the sense that for most of the season, Rocky's much better than you. They're a disaster right now. The Giants for most of the season, much worse than you. And now they're the hottest team in baseball and they're now tied with you right on your heels. Yet I don't know if it's a compliment or not. You guys are just, you know, win 2, lose 3, win 3, lose 2. Right. And it's been like that all year.
It's amazing how quickly it could change. I mean, you know, for the Padres and Rockies who have been right there with us and they can still turn it around and get back to where they were. But it did happen quickly, and same with the Giants. Everybody had written off the Giants. As you say, here they are. They've been probably the hottest team in baseball, and yet there's this momentum. There's this excitement, enthusiasm for that team right now, and they're saying, no way should we sell. We got to buy. We're in this. And yet here we are tied with them. It's crazy, but I think, you know, our expectations are so much higher for the future, you know, with this game plan of ours that we know we can improve at any point. The beauty of where we are right now, though, guys, is we really don't have to do anything. Yes. And so, you know, we don't have to buy. We don't have to sell. We've talked about maybe we could do both. We like, most of the aspects of our team, and we like these guys. We don't have to do anything at this point. Hmm.
Do you like this personally, D? I mean, I know you, right? Professionally, it's always got to be a tough thing figuring out whether you're going to be buyers or sellers, whatever it may be. But personally, because I know you've got a relationship with so many of these guys, do you actually enjoy the trade deadline, period?
No, it's always a stressful time, and I think a lot of teams will make mistakes at the trade deadline because they do feel pressured, or they have guys that are coming up on free agency and they think it's best to move them at this time. We are in a totally different situation. What I like about it is the excitement I have for the leadership in our baseball department. You know, we hired these guys, and when we did, you know, Ken and I said, fix it, you know, and don't only fix it, make it sustainable. And that's what they're thinking. So, I mean, you look at the move that we made in the offseason, and you know that if we have to make more moves and collect more assets off a few of our guys, we could have similar transactions. And with that, I get really excited. So, yeah, you know, Ron, I don't love the trade deadline, but I also get really excited because whether we're going to buy, we've seen what Mike can do when we buy,
yes,
or we're going to sell. Now we've seen what he can do when we sell. I don't know that there's a better collective group in baseball than the guys we have right now leading it. And you get to talk to them each and every week.
This is the actual president, the CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Derek Hall. And speaking of speaking to them this week, you know, we talked to Jared Porter yesterday. And I'll give you a different question, but I admit it's on the same line of thinking. And that is with Zach Greinke. I don't know if you want to do this, but you have the opportunity to declare to the rest of Major League Baseball, he's been so good, we are not eating his salary. You want him, then you come get him from us. Are you willing to pay off a little bit of that salary to get more, or is he just too valuable and it's got to be a straight baseball trade? Finances are, you know, not included.
Well, you used a lot of words that apply. I mean, first and foremost, valuable. This guy is so valuable to our team. We're not where we are without him, without a doubt. You know, we get excited every fifth day when we know he's going to pitch, just like he's going to start that series tomorrow in Miami. I think if you ask JP, if you ask Amiel, Mike, because I know how they feel, he's worth every penny of that contract. There are only a handful of aces like him in baseball. he's unique. So, I mean, I think I've said for 3 or 4 weeks to you guys, I can't imagine our team or having a roster without Zach Greinke. And so there has been, you know, absolutely no discussion yet with other teams. Then again, it's been such a slow market anyway. So everybody's waiting to see, you know, and usually that lever is the trade deadline itself. So we'll see what kind of calls we get, because there's a lot of interest in a lot of our guys. But obviously, I mean, you know, teams that are in it and teams that can handle it would obviously be interested in a Zach Greinke, just like they are all the aces in baseball.
Mike Hazen's really good at his job. Did you know that, D?
He's outstanding, yeah. And not just him, it's his supporting cast, too. You know, and it goes deep. It goes to Mike Bell. It goes Derek Gladier. It goes Sam Eaton, you know, along with JP and Amiel. It is such a good group of guys, and they're all on the same page. They don't all agree, and
yes,
I love that, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'll sit in and watch and listen, and they argue, and they're creative. And at the end of the day, they all walk out of that door, and they have the same mission in mind.
And the example that I would use is Paul Goldschmidt, that deal. How's that looking right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, Goldie's heating up, which is good. As we've said all along, we want that deal to work for both. And it looks like it's starting to work for both, which is fantastic. We don't want anything bad to ever happen to Paul. We want him to continue to produce, because he's such an important part of our history and our family. But it was a great deal for us. And that was my point, Wolf, about if we get to the point where we want to move one or two of our pieces for more assets like we did in the Goldie trade, you know, you're improving your club now, and you're doing it with 5 years in mind. So that's what excites me. And again, we don't have to at this point, but I know at some point we're going to get a little aggressive with some of the pieces we have, and hopefully we'll be able to pull off more trades like that, where you're bringing in 3-4 valuable pieces that can help you now and for the next several years.
President and CEO of the Diamondbacks, Derek Hall, joining Doug and Wolf. Okay, listen, I want to play devil's advocate, because I want you to sell. I feel like it's all about winning the World Series, and because I believe in Mike Hazen, I think if he sells, you got a better chance in the 2021-2022 World Series if you sell. But I know there's a lot of fans that disagree with me, so let me ask a question for them. What do you say to them that say, wait a minute, you're 3 games out, why are you giving up if you make big moves and sell?
That's the most difficult part about all this. And I'm hearing from a lot of fans, as I always do, and I love that. But it's funny. It's probably 50-50. You know, they're saying, what are you doing? Why haven't you moved some of our guys? Others are saying, let's go for it. It feels like we're one or two good pieces away. That's the part of this that is so not only confusing but fun, too. And we'll see. But you're right. I mean, we are still in this. And you got to be very careful about the message that you send to your players, too. They understand the position they're in. But they also have a lot of belief, and they do believe, that belief is that they can win, that they can get to the postseason. And, you know, there's mixed messages, right? Like you just said, Doug, we just want to go to win the World Series. You don't just want to go. You got to get there to win the World Series. So that's the catch, too. And we've been a very competitive team for 3 years, and we weren't sure we were going to be. Hats off to our crew again, because we said, make our team better, make our organization better, which they have. They've completely leapfrogged in rankings when it comes to the minor league system, yet they still kept us very competitive and didn't dismantle this whole team. So they keep the fans in mind as well, because they want to put a competitive product out there while they're still eyeing the future.
So, D, when you actually watched Torrey Lovello walk out onto the mound and take the ball from Greg Holland last night, did you call him after the game and say, what did you say to him? What did you say to him? Because
no,
did you
know,
see that?
Probably the toughest thing that you know, Torrey would have to do to take the ball out of a veteran's hands. But I think Greg would tell you he understands why. There's only been a few meltdowns like that, you know, with most closers. And for him, he was already a little bit upset with some of the balls and strike calls, as you could see. So there was frustration. I think Torrey was thinking, let's go back to the bullpen and bring in Lopez, and Yoan did the job. But I don't think it gets any tougher than that on a manager, especially having to take a veteran out of a game after, you know, 8 balls and 9 pitches. But I applaud him, and I applaud Greg for the way he handled it, too.
So yesterday, the Clippers had a huge press conference in which it's announcing Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, everything's changing, and they didn't think there was enough energy there. And Steve Ballmer, the owner, got up and...
I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Has Ken Kendrick ever lost his mind at an employee event?
No, he hasn't. He usually sits out there and watches as I do.
I see.
As I lose mine. Yeah, but what was funny there is, now I could see, you know, myself or Ken doing that in front of our employees. In fact, you know, Doug, you've been to one of our employee meetings, but yep. to do that in front of our employees or in front of our fans, but most of it was media. I just thought that was odd yesterday where Ballmer's going, stand up, get excited. The media's going, really? We got to stand up now?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Dee, before we let you go, do you expect a trade to happen, a significant trade? Do you expect that before the deadline?
At this point, I would probably say no. Now, anything can happen, but just where we're at, Wolf, the way the market has been crawling and the fact that the trade deadline is right around the corner, it's going to be tough. You know, I think depending on how we play now, like we said, every series, now how we play against Miami and then the Yankees, I mean, you know, a lot can happen in a short period of time, but then again, a lot cannot happen like it hasn't so far. It's like every team is playing the same way, so I'm just not sure. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I know before that last series, I told you, Wolf, I don't like the way we're playing at home. And, again, we struggle to lose three out of four and then drop one of the three. You know, we have still got to figure out how to play better at Chase Field. Our record would not be where it's at. We would be 5, 6, 7 games over, who knows how many, if we just played better baseball at home.
Makes sense. Good to talk to you,
thanks,
Derek. Good luck.
You guys, too, as always. Thank you, and have fun out there in Glendale.